ChatGPT took 5 days to get its millionth customer. It is the biggest initiation of any product ever in history. With AI, you're 10 times faster and 10 times brighter. And there's no human that is as good as a human who uses AI. You have to know how to ask AI. There's a skill, there's a set of rules, and you have to know.
Welcome to the Thought Leader Revolution with Nikki Ballou. Join the revolution. There's never been a better time in history to speak your truth, find your freedom, and make your fortune. Each week, we interview the world's top thought leaders and learn the secrets of how they built a 6 to 7 figure practice. This episode has been brought to you by eCircleAcademy.com, the proven system to add 6 to 7 figures a year to your thought leader practice.
Welcome to another exciting episode of the podcast, The Thought Leader Revolution. I'm your host, Nikki Ballou. And boy, do we have an amazing, exciting, incredible guest for you today. Today's guest is the leading business thought leader in the world of applying artificial intelligence to creating wealth and success. I am speaking, of course, of none other than the one, the only, the legendary Raymond Aron. Welcome to the show, Raymond.
Thank you very much.
So, Raymond, artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence is a hot topic right now, and there's a lot of buzz around it, and there's a lot of confusion around it. You're someone who's managed to study this and figure out how to use it to create wealth and success. Tell me, what made you see the potential for this? Look around corners before anybody else. How did this come to you?
Well, it came because I was drowning. It came because I didn't catch the wave, and I was worried that I would be crushed by the wave. You see, it all started in early January of 2023, not that long ago. And suddenly, ChatGPT burst on the scene. Now, there was artificial intelligence for years before that, but only people with giant computers and computer programming capability could use it. But when ChatGPT came out, anybody can use it just speaking to it in ordinary English or typing in ordinary English. And let me give you a hint of how big it is. Ford Motor Company took 40 years to sell its millionth car. Netflix took 3.5 years to enroll its 1 millionth subscriber. And Facebook took 1 year to get its 1 millionth member. ChatGPT, Nikki, listen to this. ChatGPT, with no advertising, zero advertising, took 5 days to get its millionth customer. 5 days. It is the biggest initiation of any product ever in history. No singer's concert, no new soft drink, no new album, no new anything. Nothing has ever grown as gigantic as ChatGPT. And when something gets big, it dominates an industry. Ford obviously disrupted the entire automobile industry. And Netflix disrupted how we watch movies. But if we think of Steve Jobs, think of any genius in entrepreneurial thinking, they disrupted one industry if they were big enough. But ChatGPT is disrupting every single one of the 183 industrial categories of business, every single one of them. No matter what business you're in, no matter what job you have in any category for any company, you must learn AI or you will fail. Now, this is a horrible thing to say to people. Maybe my subscribers and your subscribers are just going to hang up on us right now because I'm being so bold, but listen carefully. Let me give you an example. You might say, well, lawyers, I mean, you always need a lawyer. How can AI disrupt lawyers? Well, my wife is forming a joint venture with a colleague of hers, and we need a joint venture agreement. Whenever you go into business with another person, you have to have a separation agreement right at the front. So what we used to do is we used to go to a lawyer, explain everything, and then he would charge maybe $10,000, $15,000 to create a joint venture agreement. But now I can go to AI and say, my jurisdiction is, and I can state the state or province, and I can say all the qualifications of one party, all the qualifications of another, just enter it as a prompt into AI, and AI will print out an absolutely perfect joint venture agreement relative to that jurisdiction. And then we intend to go to a lawyer and buy 1 hour of the lawyer's time. And so he's going to get $400 from us instead of $10,000 to $15,000. No matter how impossible you think that AI can't influence or disrupt an industry, you might say, well, it can't disrupt plumbers, for gosh sakes. You got to go in with a wrench and do work. Can't disrupt dentists. They have to drill your teeth. But somehow it's going to disrupt every single industry. And I want to draw your attention, Nikki, to something that happened to me 25 years ago. I had a group of people that I was teaching, and I said, look, I've just heard of something. It's called email. And you know how you have to put something in an envelope and get a stamp, a different stamp for how far away? Well, this new thing, this email thing, you don't need postage stamps. You don't even need an envelope. And it gets delivered not the next day, like within 1 second. And somebody put their hand up. I can't even believe it today. Someone put their hand up and said, I'm a realtor. How is email going to help me? And I actually didn't know the answer. Now it's obvious. But back then, I just knew it was going to be big, but I didn't know the answer. And similarly, with artificial intelligence, I don't necessarily know how it's going to disrupt every industry, but it will. And if you are an employee, and God bless you, I love employees. If all my employees left me, I'd be out of business. If you're an employee, then you're about to lose your job because your boss will hire somebody of your same capabilities who knows AI. And with AI, you're 10 times faster and 10 times brighter. I will never hire a person for any position, no matter what, unless they are a master at AI. Because they're honestly 10 times faster and 10 times smarter. And now I'm going to hit the climax. I'm going to tell you the best line I got. And after that, we hope to fill it in with more exciting material. But here's the biggest one. You will not lose your job to AI, but you will lose your job, your business, and your family to somebody using AI. Job or business, depending whether you're salaried or an entrepreneur, and your family. If you lose your business, your family is going to get torn apart. If you lose your job, your family can get torn apart. You either catch the wave or get crushed by it. And this is the biggest wave that has ever existed because there's no other disruptive technology ever. The invention of steam engines for locomotives, the invention of electricity, it doesn't matter what it is. There's nothing that has ever disrupted every single industry. Wow.
So how do we make sure we catch the wave and we don't get crushed by it?
Right. Well, the first thing is you have to believe it, not like a religion, but you have to get the message that it's not coming, it's here. And I guess the best way to say it is with AI, you're able to do things that you can't do. That's probably the best way to say it. That's a quote, Raymond Aron, you're able to do things that you can't do. And here's what I mean. Let's say I buy a piece of land and I want to build a house. I just talk to AI. I just speak in ordinary English. Even if I say and ah, it knows to ignore that. And even if I say, oh, there's someone at the door, hold on a second, it knows to ignore that. It's as if it's human. And I can say, I bought a property and here's the details and here's the size. And I think it should face northwest because that's the best view. And I want it to have lots of windows in it. And I want a steel roof, but I don't want any windows on the south side because there's an ugly building there and I don't want to see that. You just talk and talk and talk and talk. And then say, dear AI, print me out a full color floor plan of my house. And it thinks for 4 seconds and makes this beautiful, frameable, printable, buildable floor plan. Now, I don't know how to create a floor plan. I don't know what all the rules are, but all I have to say is make it compatible with the building laws of the state of Arkansas or the province of British Columbia. Mm-hmm. And it'll look up all the rules and make it compatible. I can do things I can't do. For example, let's say I'm making a keynote presentation and I want to illustrate it with a pretty girl with maybe red hair just dancing through a field of sunflowers, just to give an image of happiness. I just say exactly those words, and within 4 seconds, a beautiful full color picture of a young lady with red hair dancing through a field of sunflowers that is completely royalty free. I don't have to buy it from anybody. I don't have to worry about it. And it's original. No one else has any painting like that ever in the world. I can do things that I can't do. Well, that means I'm more powerful than I am. Well, if I'm more powerful than I am, then I'm worth more money. Because there are people, let me give an example. Let's say there was a twin of Raymond, same age, same good looks, tall and handsome. And the same university degree, the same IQ, and we earn the same amount of money. If I suddenly became 10 times faster and 10 times brighter, then I could easily earn more money because I could do things that I previously couldn't do. So, dear subscriber, if you have a job, get ready to lose it. What a horrible thing to say. But it's true, because I'm an employer and I want the best employees. And there's no human that is as good as a human who uses AI. Ooh, I've never said that before. Let me say it again. There is no human as good as a human who uses AI. Because I can ask it questions and get within 4 seconds, get answers that I could never, ever come up with on my own. Never, ever. It's so startling. And I have a rule now, Nikki. Whenever I have to do anything, I stop and I say, how can I do this better with AI? Even if it's silly, even if it doesn't make sense, even if I'm about to put the garbage out to the curb, for gosh sakes, I stop and ask AI how to do it better. And in the case of putting the garbage out, I can't do it any better with AI. But let me give you an example. Someone gave me a gift of a meat thermometer. And after he left, I said to myself, do I put the meat thermometer into the cold turkey and then put it in the oven and leave the meat thermometer in for a few hours? Or do I wait till it's cooked, take it out, and then put the meat thermometer in? I didn't know. And so I said, well, ask AI. And what it said to me was, you can put it in at the beginning, if you wish, they're all heat certified, but be careful, don't burn your arm. It said to me, as if it was my mummy, it said to me something that Google would never say. Google would point me to 1.8 million websites, like I need 1.8 million websites.
Yeah, really.
But AI gives me the actual answer and then adds what appears to be a human touch. Raymond, don't burn your arms in the oven. I was so happy. And so I now do it for everything, even if I think it's not even possible. And here's one that shocked me. My 22-year-old daughter, Emma, is living with me and she's a bit lonely because I live way out in the country. I mean, it's a gorgeous 3-story log cabin mansion, but that's just pleasant for me and my wife because we love each other and we're happy together. But it's not that nice for Emma because she doesn't know anybody her age here. And the closest person's a mile and a half away. And so I said, Emma, here's the car. Have the car for the whole weekend. Enjoy it. Here's some money. Enjoy yourself. She said, what'll I do? I don't know anybody. I said, ask AI. And I just typed into AI, my daughter is 22. She's bored. She doesn't know anybody. We live way out in the country. What should we do? Give me 10 suggestions. And I said, what's AI going to do? It gave me 10 amazing suggestions. We laughed ourselves silly because they were so darn good. And she decided to do three of them. And one of them was, there's probably fairs, F-A-I-R. Like a fair about macrame or fair about making olives or just something. There's always fairs. And so she checked on Google and found a couple fairs and drove to them and enjoyed herself and met some people and had a lot of fun. But she would not have thought of that on her own. So for pleasure, for business, for employment, for health, you have to ask AI, but you have to know how to ask. So let's say you've got a sore and you say, I've got a sore on my left arm. Here's all the details. What do you recommend? You will get the feedback. I'm sorry, I'm not a medical doctor, because you didn't ask correctly. You have to know how to ask. You see, with Google, it's called an inquiry, but with AI, it's called a prompt. And there's no rules for inquiries. You can say anything you want. You can even just type in a word like beautiful and Google will do something. It'll give you the definition of beautiful or something, but you have to know how to ask AI. There's a skill, there's a set of rules, and you have to know.
I'm blown away. Blown away.
Tell me the biggest thing that startled you.
The most valuable thing is that question that you ask. I'm going to start doing that. How can I do this better with AI? And I'm going to tell my sons from now on, this is what you've got to ask about any problem that you have facing you. And you've got to use this as a prism to become better or more effective and all that. But I'm looking at this going, okay, I've got a workshop that I've got a couple workshops I'm doing that I'm coming up. I'm like, what a great question to ask AI. We have a workshop that we are doing. It is aimed at X, Y, and Z people. And we're looking for 10 suggestions for how to fill the workshop. What are some things that we maybe haven't thought of? Boom, let AI spit it out. Man, I can be such a more effective problem solver. And I thought to myself, I've always wanted to make a movie, Raymond. You know, I've always wanted to make a movie. And I thought to myself, I don't need tens of millions of dollars to make a movie. I can find AI and say, I want to make a movie. And I don't know if ChatGPT allows it, but there's got to be some form of AI that'll allow you to make a short story, a movie, etc. And I'm thinking, I want to find out AI. How do I use artificial intelligence in order to make a full-length two-hour movie of a certain story? All of these are blowing me away. It seems like this is exciting.
Yes. So let me respond to the two comments you made. One is about a workshop, the other is about a movie. It's not one prompt to make a movie. You'd first have to explain who you are, who your audience is, and the general theme of the movie. And then you start small and you say, can you suggest a great title? And once you choose a title, you tell it which title you've chosen. And then you say, what is a suggestion for the flow of the movie? Like what could happen first? What happened second? What are the conflicts that occur? What is the education that I want my viewers to have? And you have a conversation with AI. It's as if you have Steven Spielberg in his bathing trunks, sitting beside your pool in your backyard, and you can chat with Steven Spielberg as much as you want for hours a day. That's the beauty. It's not just telling AI to do something, it's collaborating. It's saying, well, how should it start? I want it to start gently, but I want them to get some big thing at the beginning. but I don't want to blow them away too much. You just talk in ordinary English like that, and it'll suggest 10 ways how you could start your movie. And you keep asking it questions. It's not one prompt where you say, make the movie for me. It's a conversation that could take hours and hours or days and days, because it's a big thing to create a movie. So that's the first thing I want to tell you. It's not one prompt. But the beauty is that you can have the world's greatest movie maker at your side answering your questions. And I'll give you another example about the first comment you made, and that was a workshop. You can ask AI for innovative ways to sell into your workshop. You can say, here's the agenda of my workshop. Here's the type of questions I typically get and the answers I typically give. Can you suggest a way to improve my workshop, improve the agenda? Give me 10 suggestions. And it'll give you 10 suggestions. You can say, it's a 3-day workshop. How can I start day one or day two or day three in a really powerful, more impactful way? Or what can I do at the very end to leave them with the greatest feeling possible? You can ask all those questions and you'll get answers that will startle you.
Wow.
Let me give you an example. I wrote a book using AI, and it's called The AI Millionaire's Path. The AI Millionaire's Path, it's available on Amazon. But what's important is it's a novel, and I've never written a novel, and I don't know how to write a novel. But with the help of AI, I was able to write a fascinating novel. The book, AI Millionaire's Path, is in two parts. The first part is the novel, and it's fun to read. But the second part is how I used AI to create the novel.
Wow.
So if you, dear subscriber, are interested, just go to Amazon, order The AI Millionaire's Path, read the story, because it's a great story. Part two, you can read exactly how I created it. Wow. And let me give you one idea, Nikki, to see the value, the power of AI. It's a story about a guy who's not successful. His name is Wilbur. He's not very successful. He doesn't dress that well. And he's never had like a really beautiful girlfriend. And he's always felt a longing to have a really beautiful girlfriend. And he doesn't even have a girlfriend at all at the moment. So he's kind of sad. And he lives in a sad apartment because he doesn't earn much money. And I have him find little stones. He picks up the stone, turns it over, and there is an advice, like a spiritual message. And he reads it, and he employs it in his life, and his life gets better. And then he finds another stone, and it has a spiritual message engraved in it. And he uses it, and his life gets better. And it's a fun story, and it's a spiritual message story. And then I came to the problem. I'd finished chapter 3, in which Wilbur found 3 stones and he used them and got better. In chapter 4, I realized my plan was for him to find 3 more stones, but it's repetitive. He found 3 stones in chapter 3 and then he finds 3 more in chapter 4. So instead of asking AI to just write a couple more paragraphs, I said to AI, I don't want my book to be repetitive. What should I do? And I asked AI for some suggestions. And it gave a suggestion, create a new character. And the second is change the venue. Because if you create a new character, it all of a sudden creates intrigue and excitement. And the other person has ideas that he brings in. And so they may not notice that all you're doing in the next chapter is finding 3 more stones. So I said, okay, what character can you suggest? And AI recommended a wizard. I said, no, I don't accept that, because there already is a wizard in the story. I said, give me a better suggestion. And then AI said, and you're going to laugh when you hear it, AI said, as if it was a human, AI said, how about a pretty girl? I said, man, that is perfect. That is perfect. How could a machine come up with that idea? I can understand you and me or 20 other guys coming up with the idea of a pretty girl. But a machine? And I said, oh my gosh, that's so perfect, because he's never had his own beautiful girlfriend. His mind will be going nuts, and I can write about what's going on inside of his mind. It's just perfect. And then I said, but I don't want to give her a quote ordinary name like Mary or Jill. I hope I'm not insulting anyone whose name is Mary or Jill, but I wanted kind of an exotic name. And I said, give me 10 exotic names. And I chose the first one it gave me, Zara. Zara. And he was walking through the woods picking up these stones that had spiritual messages on it. When Zara showed up, all of a sudden, instead of thinking of the spiritual messages, he was thinking of Zara and looking at her longingly. And should I invite her on a date? What should I do? Where can I take her? I'm just in the woods. And so it added such zest to chapter 4. But then I said to AI, you also recommended that I change the venue, but Wilbur and Zara are in a forest. How do I change the venue? And AI said back to me, have her open the door and walk into it. I said, open the door. There's a door. And I'll tell you what, if I was Wilbur and a pretty girl opened a door and walked in, I would follow her.
I'm straight.
And because it's a novel, the door opened, it was a portal, and it opened onto a totally different scene. And so I used AI's advice to create a new person and to change the venue. And all of a sudden, chapter 4 became the best chapter, and I was worried that it might be repetitive. And I didn't think on my own of introducing a new character or changing the venue. AI did it. And this is the power. AI can think of things that you can't think of. And so I teach artificial intelligence now, because in early January of 2023, I feared I was going to get crushed. For 12 years, I've been teaching people how to write a book. But there's some charlatans out there who are saying, I'll teach you how to write a book in an hour, but it's a crap book. It has no heart in it, because a book has to have your stories in it. When I was little, I fell off my bike and I scratched my knee, and my mommy saw me and ran towards me and kissed the knee and said it was okay. You know, you need heart. You need those stories from real life. But if you tell AI just to write a book, it'll have no heart, no heart at all. And it won't be valuable. It won't be valuable to you. You won't be proud of it. Nobody will learn from it, because there's none of you in it. So if some charlatans out there, some bad people out there, are teaching people how to write a crap book, well, they could undercut me, because I teach how to do it the real way. And so I was worried. I was frightened that I might lose my livelihood. And I turned myself around and I said, no, don't give in. Don't get crushed by the wave. And I searched the internet and I found an AI expert, and I got his phone number, believe it or not. And I phoned him and I said, Ernesto, my name is Raymond. He said, oh, I've heard of you, which I was very impressed by. And I said, I am going to sit at your feet for a week through Zoom. Name your price. And he said, what do you want me to do? I want you to teach me everything you know about AI. I will sit at your feet. I will take notes. I will soak in everything you know. You will answer my questions. He said a very big dollar number, and I paid it to him. And I learned unbelievably a lot. And then I started using it and using it. I came into problems, and I called Ernesto back, and he helped me again. And now I am recognized as an authority on AI, and I've created one of the only certification programs in the world on artificial intelligence. And so instead of being crushed by the wave, I still have my book writing program, which is enhanced by AI, so it's even better. And I have a new business called AI certification. And so I have thrived. I have caught the wave, and I'm helping even more people in newer ways than before.
Well, I'm not surprised at that. You're Raymond Aron. You always come up with new, exciting ways to be of service to people, and you always catch the wave, and you frankly sometimes lead the wave, which I think is incredible. I'm excited, Raymond. I want to learn from you about AI. I think this is important. I used AI to write a book myself. It was good. I put a lot of my concepts into that book, but definitely need to go in with more prompts to make that book more solid and better and all that good stuff. I want to get a copy of your novel. I'm going to order it, but when I see you, I want you to sign it for me, because it is a really, really cool thing. I think as a human being in 2024, you better put some time into understanding this world. You just better. Just like it's important to put some time into understanding podcasting, podcast guesting, you got to put time into understanding AI. And folks, Raymond's got a certification program. Raymond, tell us about the certification program and learning about how to be a true AI authority. Let's put it out there.
Okay. So I check all my friends are professional speakers and they all have certification programs. Jack Canfield charges $5,000. Robert Kiyosaki charges $5,000. Brian Tracy charges $5,000. They each have certification programs. And so I decided that I don't want to charge that much. I don't need to charge that much. So instead of $5,000, which all my friends are charging for their, not in AI, they're certified in people in their own area of expertise. So I'm going to charge only $19.97. Wow. And I'll give you the link. The link is Aaron, that's A-A-R-O-N, Aaron.com/BCC. BCC, and I'll explain to you what BCC stands for. But if you have any financial issues, if you want to use two or three credit cards, or you get declined, or you want to e-transfer us the money, whatever, then just email help@aaron.com and you can talk to my chief financial officer and he can help you out. He can give you a payment plan. He can help you out any way you wish. He's a really wonderful gentleman. So if you just want to grab it and get in, it's aaron.com/BCC, Bravo Charlie Charlie. Or if you need any financial help, then email help@aaron.com. Now, let me tell you what BCC stands for, because this is AI. I said, I'm creating a certification program, but I don't have a name for it. So I said, well, I'm not as good as I am with AI. So let's use AI. I said, AI, I'm creating a certification program to certify people in AI so they can be masters of AI and make a great deal of money coaching others using AI to help them. And I want it one word long, and I want it to be a very, very positive, uplifting word. And it has to have the letters AI in it. Give me 10 suggestions. And I said, oh, Raymond, you've gone too far. There's no dictionary that lists words according to whether they have the letters AI in them. How on earth is AI going to figure it out? I thought of two words on my own, railroad, but that's got nothing to do with AI, or email, but that's got nothing to do with AI, but it had AI in it. So I asked, I got 10 suggestions, and one of them just gave me a gigantic smile, brainchild. Brainchild. It's one word. And Nikki, if I said to you, how did you come up with that idea? And you, a giant smile would come to your lips and you would say, it's my brainchild. Everybody who says brainchild always smiles, because brainchild is a really powerful word that means I made it myself. I'm so proud of it. And so I got a word that had AI in it, that everybody smiles when they says it, and it's completely relevant and hugely positive. So my certification program is called Brainchild Coaching Certification, BCC, Brainchild Coaching Certification. And Brainchild came from AI, and I guarantee you that I would have never come up with Brainchild in the next several lifetimes, and AI took 4 seconds to do it.
Brilliant. We're going to put all everything. This information in the show notes. We're going to put it in the link under Facebook for people to be able to grab. And I want to just say this. I know your chief financial officer, Mickey. He is one of the nicest people in the world. He's just a good dude. You know what I mean? He's the kind of guy that you'd want your daughter to bring home and say, honey, marry this guy. Marry this guy. He's a good dude. Don't let him get away now.
I got two more things to say. The next one coming up is June 6, 7 of this year, 2024. June 6 and 7 of 2024. If you happen to be playing this after June, then just go to that same link, aaron.com/BCC, and you'll see the next date. But here's the second thing I want to say that Nikki does not know is coming, and he is going to be flabbergasted and happy when I say it. Nikki, you're invited as my guest to June 6 and 7.
I'm excited. Let's do it. Thank you. I'm so thrilled. That's awesome. I'm looking to learn at the feet of the master himself. This is great. Raymond, what we're going to do is we're going to put all this stuff into the notes and into the comments on Facebook as well. Let's find some ways to keep talking about this as we go forward. I think this is fun. I think this is cool. I have been wanting to connect you with Mark. He's just had this event that's finishing today. What I'm going to do is I'm actually going to contact Danielle and maybe see if I can get the three of us on a conversation/podcast and tell him about what you're doing there, because I think that this needs to be spread far and wide. It's really, really important. Everyone in business needs to learn this. Everyone in school needs to learn this. Everyone just living life. The first question you should ask yourself, this is the most important question, is how can I do this better with AI? And once you ask that question, if you come up with an answer, implement the answer.
Brilliant. Yes. And if you're able to attend the June 6 and 7, you'll be sitting right beside Nikki.
I'm excited.
Yep. I'm excited too. Okay. God bless you, brother. Thank you, Nikki. You're amazing.
Thank you, Raymond. So are you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.